Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast, Hentai episode 24.5.
Why are you being so formal?
What the hell, Mitsugi?
Pervs out there.
You sausage and pussy lovers, we're back.
It's in my buns.
We're back with some disgusting naughtiness for you.
That needs to be like our catchphrase for like the hentai episodes. It's in my buns.
Sausage.
It's in my buns. Oh my god!
We should make a shirt.
I have to start designing the shirts and the memorabilia.
So you just heard it. Soon you'll be able to buy a sausage in your buns shirt.
A sausage in your buns pen with butt holder.
Sure.
Anyway.
That would be epic.
So, I'm sure you all are dying to know what we're going to be discussing tonight.
Dying, we mean jacking off.
Right.
And fingering.
We are going to be discussing the first of what may perhaps become a series of,
if you guys like it,
hentai scenarios. Tonight's scenario being the morning after, as it pertains to hentai.
And we all kind of know, you know, the morning after you have sex, even if you're in a relationship, can be awkward if it's the first time. And that's assuming you know the person and have gotten to know them. But hentai provides us with a number of very interesting situations in which, if there was a morning after episode, we wonder how it would unfold.
For example, if there are cat girls in hentai, there are not cat girls in real life. Otherwise, I'd have one.
I would definitely have one, too. And she would be miserable. Because I would molest her every day.
So
maybe she would be happy.
She might like that.
She might.
I don't think she'd like me jizzing in her ears, though. It'd probably get really sticky and get matted. And
you could find a cat girl that likes that. I'm sure you could.
Yeah. But she'd have, like, those canines, though, so I'd be worrying about her giving me head. What if she accidentally bit into my dick?
It's a price you have to pay. I mean,
I could just stick it in her bones. Oh!
Okay, so that leads us into our first hentai scenario. It's the morning after you slept with a cat girl named, what should we call her? Miyoko.
I was going to say, yeah, that works.
Miyoko. And should Miyoko still be there? Miyoko's still there, I think. And now the reaction.
That was fucking awesome. Or, why are you still here?
Can you get a cat girl pregnant?
If you did get a cat girl pregnant, would you, like, have human babies because the cat would just, like, go away?
Would it be cat-man babies?
Yeah, would it be cat babies?
And what the hell would your mother think when she walks in, like, while you're at school and finds, like, fur all over your friggin' room?
Honey, where's the cat?
What if you get to school and you start coughing up a hairball? That would not be cool.
Oh, shit. You cough up a hairball in front of all your friends at school? No wonder what you were doing last night. What were you doing last night?
Of course, unfortunately.
Or who were you doing?
I'd like to take this time to do a public service announcement. I do these now and then. And I would like to say that, sadly, there are some men who the morning after, they have to cough up hairballs, and they're not even with cat girls.
Unfortunately, I have been one of those men.
And I want to say, ladies, you know, I'm not saying that you have to go out and wax.
I'll say it. Trim your bush.
Yes. I'm not saying you have to shave it all off, but a little trimming can go a long way. A
landing strip is okay. A finely manicured garden is perfectly okay.
Exactly.
But when you have to go hunting through the jungle to find the wild beast of the forest down there, I don't want to have to do that.
And not to mention, like,
I'm taking hairs out of my teeth when I'm in the middle of my job.
God. Oh, not to mention, it's just, speaking from a lady's perspective, it's just not sanitary. If you want a reason other than sex, it's just not sanitary. So guys, use those reasons, convince your girlfriends, because it hurts everyone when we go to the beach and there's hair peeking out.
I'll tell you this, from a man's perspective, it's gross. And there's nothing that'll make me limp faster than a giant bush. Amen.
Amen. Okay, that was my public service announcement.
Alrighty then. So, morning after sleeping with a cat girl, there's fur everywhere.
Yes, there is fur everywhere.
What other are there other bodily fluids?
Well, what happened to the cat girl? Like, how did you get her out in the morning?
Well, I mean, she's a cat. She probably
she's a cat. She just jumped out the window.
Well, the hell with that. You're probably keeping her in, like, a cage under your bed or something.
Hopping from tree to tree, all hibbly-bibbly.
Put a collar on her? That opens up a whole world of interesting fun.
Take her to school for show and tell? Shit.
You could just gag her and stuff her under your bed.
See, if this was hentai, you would sleep with her, and then she would obviously follow you to school, and then she'd end up in your class.
Yeah.
Because that's how anime is.
And her skirt would be, like, 10 inches too short.
Yeah. It would just be her, it would basically be, just be her ass sticking out.
Yeah, because that's how hentai uniforms are. All right, so what's our next topic?
Okay. All right.
So the next topic for tonight, the morning after, massive tentacle rain.
You know, I gotta say, like, the girls that you see getting tentacle raped, they're, like, held up by their different holes, like, in the air, and the tentacles are wrapped around you. And honestly, to me, that looks like a workout. Like, because, like, you gotta have all your muscles flexed so that it's not breaking your back, and you gotta, like, move and keep yourself up there.
Well, the tentacles always have, like, themselves wrapped around your waist and your arms and stuff.
Yeah, but it's, like, even still, have you ever been, like, held up by your waist? You gotta have some abs in there.
Are you talking about a workout for you or the tentacles?
For both. I think we're onto, like, a money-making thing.
Oh, we all know that the girls just lay there and take it most of the time.
Those tentacles definitely don't need the workout. They're fit as hell. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
They are built for tentacle rape.
I mean,
I wonder the morning after, like, do you wake up and the tentacle monster's like, oh God, you're still, I should have eaten you by now or something.
You probably wake up in some kind of, like, inferno-y hell with a hole that didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is that hole?
Can you get tentacle rape STDs? I mean, it seems a lot dirtier than, like, normal sex. You would think there'd be something going on.
There's got to be some kind of funk as a result.
That green festering slime has to carry some kind of foulness with it.
I just know I'd wake up the next morning and I'd be like, oh my God, why do I hurt all over? Oh my God, that hole didn't used to be there. What?
Well, you know, some of the tentacle rape monsters don't even bother with the tentacles. They just go, like, for drills and all kinds of craziness. I mean, like, I've seen hentais where, like, it'll go up in the girl's vagina and it'll come out her mouth. How's that going to feel the next day, honestly? I mean, are you going to have...
It wouldn't be the next day, my friend.
It's already been connected.
I mean, you're going to have, like, strep throat or something, at least.
You're going to have internal bleeding because he had to punch a hole through...
Massive staph infection.
...into your stomach and then put it out your mouth. I think you have more of a problem than strep throat.
Haven't you ever seen Lemmy Winks in South Park? They're all connected. It have to search its way through the intestines.
Lemmy Winks.
It is not...
Up the stomach, through the esophagus, and out your mouth.
Yeah, but your intestines are not connected.
Fuck, I do that all the time with my dick.
Okay. Maybe if he was doing her in the ass, that would make sense. But if he was doing her in the vag, it wouldn't make sense at all. Because it's like its own little package.
I mean...
Yeah, but you know, girls that have a lot of anal sex sometimes can have a little fecal discharge out their vagina because it wears down the wall between the ass and the vagina. That's why massive amounts of anal sex is bad for you.
Chiaki knew it.
Chiaki, have you had this problem before?
I haven't had this problem, but...
Don't lie to our viewers!
I know.
No, listeners!
I haven't had this problem, but I can say as a girl you read up on these things because you have a bunch of guys going, have you ever? And do you wanna?
You never know when you'll need to know.
And knowing is half the battle.
You just got learned.
Jeez.
But, you know, in the whole tentacle rape thing, I really have to question, where the hell were you the night before to get tentacle raped? And
dude, they appear out of nowhere. Like, I was watching a hentai once, and she was in a music room, and then all of a sudden there were, like, demon tentacle monsters.
Well, sometimes, you know what, I shouldn't really preface it like that, because sometimes people would just have tentacles would just, like, grow out of their arms and shit. So you never know. You never know who is going to be a tentacle rape monster. Could be your best friend. Hmm?
Ooh.
You never know.
I might have tentacles coming out of his pants. Next thing you know, raping you.
I have his fingers. Oh, man.
If Hentai has taught you anything, it's that anyone and everyone can be raped, and anyone and everyone will eventually like it.
But, I mean, after tentacle rape, like, your boyfriend, I'm gonna have to bang the hell out of the sides for him to feel you at all.
Oh, fuck. You'll have to find another hole to have fun with. Probably one that was made for him by the tentacles.
I wonder if anyone, like, ever fell in love with the tentacle monster and was like,
oh my god, you fucked me so hard!
Yeah, like, that was...
Oh, Kimochi!
Alright, so next one.
Alright. So...
Next one we have...
It's the morning after.
You just banged or were raped by your teacher.
Yes, female... I think it's... let's go with female teacher.
Female? Well, then that means you banged her. Let's go
not
with...
Not necessarily.
No. Let's... Why? Why does it mean that... If, since it's a female teacher, why does it mean that you had to bang her? Huh? What's that about?
No. In most hentai...
Are you being sexist on the air?
First of all, most hentais revolve around the girl... I mean, revolve around the boy, and...
No. A lot of hentais, it is a guy, or it is a male teacher who rapes the students. I know, I've watched
It's almost that. Always a busty female teacher that's, like, obsessed with the boy student.
No, it is a male teacher, and he rapes the students, and then he rapes the other busty female teacher. I've watched them.
Can you cite sources?
Yes, I can.
You can cite sources.
Yes.
Chucky, I've been watching hentai since before you knew what hentai was. And I will not attest to this. In fact, I watched a hentai tonight, which I'm going to be reviewing later, called Lustful Laughing Nurse, in which the female nurse repeatedly rapes the same boy at every scene. Every scene of the anime is another rape scene. And he's like, no, I don't want it anymore.
So the hentai women do go after the boys.
Yes, she raped him repeatedly.
I forgot.
More on that anime later.
It's okay. I'm sure that multiple examples of
it.
Multiple examples of both exist. I've seen it too. I saw one where a teacher basically blackmailed the female student into having sex with him and letting him film her letting him film her doing it, and he would like give him pheromones and stuff.
So I assume it's hotter for guys if it's like the male student who seduces his female teacher. Than, like, the male teacher who rapes the female student.
I actually think the other way around is hotter.
The male teacher?
Yeah.
I think that's hotter, too.
Because it's, like, a young girl and she's all innocent and shit. But anyway, we're getting off topic. So, you were just chilling out and you saw your teacher at, like, a nightclub. And, you know, she was looking good. Because she's got to have, like, at least size E boobs. And she's already flirting with your other male, you know, classmates. And so it's like, shit, well, this is a competition. So, and in the end, you ended up getting her into the back room and in the back door.
Blacklight room.
The blacklight room, and, well...
Dude, you sound like you're speaking from experience.
I'm just telling you.
You know me, I'm Dirty Roku. The blacklight room has all these mysterious white stains all over the benches and walls and the chairs, and it's just like, ew.
That's not right.
Okay.
It looks like a murder scene. Anyway.
Places where blacklight shouldn't go.
But it's like, you're definitely not foolish enough to take a teacher home with you, but you've got to see her the next morning at school, in class. So discuss.
Well, normal hentais, they'd be like, they would be all normal in class, and they'd shoot a seething look, like a sultry look at the teacher, and the teacher would be like, oh, I'm getting wet already. And then, like, after class, you'd walk up and be like,
does she even wait? Do you even wait till after class?
Well, there's all the other students there.
Mrs. Hentai, though. All right. So I think what we need to do in this instance is we each need to take turns giving out how we think it would play out the next day. It's in class.
Okay.
All right, why don't you go first, Chiaki, since you seem to have an idea already.
All right. I think the night before, the guy, she was so enamored with the sex, and the guy was like, you can get all you want, baby. You just have to follow my orders. Like, be my little sex kitten or sex slave or whatever. And she's like, oh, yes, please. And so gives her vibrator. Is like, you have to wear this all through class. Like, it's in there. And then he has, like, this remote in his bag. And he's, like, turning it up. And she's teaching. And she's like, oh, I'm dripping. I'm so wet. Oh, it's so hot. And then she dismisses the class early, and the guy, like, walks up to her, and he's all cocky. And he's like, so, you seem like you're, oh, he's like, oh my, you're already dripping. And she's like, oh, yes, oh, can you please give it to me? And he's like, no, no. And he makes her wait, and he, like, teases her today's and things.
So he just pulls
it
out?
Have you been listening to what I've been saying?
So he pulls it out, and then he just walks away from her?
No, he's teasing her still. He's like, turning up the vibrator, and he's, like, playing with her tits, and she's like, I can't take it anymore. And then she drops down, and she gives him head. And then he's like, oh, yes. And then he pulls it out, and he puts her on the desk, and he bangs her. And then another student walks in, and she's like, this is so embarrassing. And it's another girl, and he's like, I want you. And then the teacher starts sucking the other girl's, or licking the other girl's, like, cut, and the other girl's massaging her breast. And then the guy's still banging her, and the guy's like, oh, yes, this is awesome. And then he comes on them both.
Chiaki, I'm sorry, but it sounds like you've had this fantasy drawn out for a while.
Yeah, she didn't have to stop to think about that at all. She knew exactly what was going on.
I have watched so much hentai. It's not even funny. Okay.
Roko, you go next.
I can't follow that. You're going to have to go next.
All right. Well.
That was too epic. In fact, I think I have a little bit of a boner right now.
Sticking the vibrator up in the panties was a genius touch.
And that was genius. Stroke of genius. Women of genius.
Except I'm pretty sure that I saw that in a hentai already once.
Well, I'm not saying it's original. I'm just saying it's what would happen.
All right, so I think... I don't even think they wait, okay? I think he just gets up. The teacher just walks over to him. She gets down on her knees. She's basically begging for it. You know, he's looking around. He's embarrassed. You know, he doesn't know what to do.
And he must be embarrassed. He'd be like, oh, yeah.
These are Japanese people, okay? He'd be embarrassed.
And this is a hentai. It's a porno.
Look, this is my scenario. I didn't interrupt you. Are you done?
I'm sorry. I'm done.
My turn. Thank you. All right. So, you know, rather than hog all the attention for himself, I think he's just going to throw out all the other girls and just invite all the guys to kind of circle around her, and then they're just going to take turns going at her in threes. Threesies. Because you've got three holes, you got three guys. But there's probably about 15 guys in the class. So, and then in the end, maybe you can have a little bukkake. I don't know.
I think mine was better.
It might have been, but... I mean, how am I supposed to top sticking a vibrator up there?
I know, I'm pretty awesome.
Right. I'm scared. I'm about to be made a fool of.
All right, Roko, you just do your best. It's all right. No pressure.
Okay. So.
It just mean you have a small penis if it sucks.
And you're bad in the bat. And you're bad in the sack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of being bad in the sack, I'm totally pulling a Howard Stern right now with my girlfriend. People of AAA podcast listeners, Roko is getting a blowjob as we speak. Woohoo! And there she goes. So.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Shazam!
Okay.
Okay, so class starts, and all the students walk in, and the guys are, like, sitting in the front row. And wait, so is it a female teacher or a male teacher?
It's a female teacher, male student.
Okay, that's what I thought. And so she's all, like, gives them a wink, and it's like, oh. So today's a study hall, kids. Study your notes. And so everybody's studying, and she's like, can I speak to you outside? So they go outside, and like I said, they find a janitor's closet. And he takes one of the brooms and crams it up her vagina.
Oh.
And starts fucking her with the broom.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then he finds some electrical cords and ties her up in the janitor's closet.
Ooh.
And leaves her there. Leaves her there. Goes back to the room. He's like, goes up to one of his buddies. He's like, yo. Yoshin, or whatever his name is, and he's like, you should come to the janitor's closet. I totally tied up Miss whoever her name is. And so they both go back to the closet, him and two of his buddies, and they have a complete bang fest on this chick. DVDA, straight up, well, you need four for that. So, well, who's to say that she's not a transvestite? So am I, she's a transvestite.
Well, who's to say that one of these students doesn't have a big tentacle penis and with tentacles coming?
Oh my god! So his friend whips that dick and it's like a double-headed like tentacle penis. Mm. And he just starts raping the shit out of her. And they leave her there, and they find her there days later, surviving on the jizz that they exploded all over her face.
But what if it was the same boy that did the cat girl, and he happened to have brought the cat girl to class with him? You could incorporate the cat girl.
Well, the cat girl would be like, she'd be like, no, I'm your sex kitten. You can't have her. And the teacher would be like, I can satisfy him much more than you could, little girl. I'd be like, no, you can't. And she'd be like, yes, I can, and I'll prove it to you. And she'd be like, I'll prove it to you. And then they both start giving him head.
Contest, like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually they're like, why are we fighting? Let's just fuck.
That is nice.
I'm not quite sure if you're talking to us or your girlfriend on that one.
Oh, whoever's listening. Silence, you can't talk. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
But, all right. We have one more.
So, okay, I'll bring us into this one. Right. The morning after fucking your best friend's mom or stepmom.
That's awkward.
That's hot.
One of my favorite hentais ever is about this. It's called Taboo Charming Mother, and it's about a guy who does his stepmom, and it is fantastic.
So how does it play out? How does it play out here?
Here, in this one?
Is there a stepsister that gets involved?
No.
There ought to be.
There's like an aunt. Like a busty aunt. Who's like...
aunt.
It's like, aunt. I'm so close with my sister, we can bathe together. And then he's like, oh yeah.
Well, if you're that... well, if you can go that far, you might as well just... take it all the way.
Can you take it all the way?
Oh, yeah.
But, so anyways.
Well, it's kind of fizzling out, isn't it?
Yeah, so yes, it is. The guy's like, the dad is always working, and the stepmom's like, oh, I'm just so lonely at home. He gets home so late, and we never have time to be intimate.
And he's already spent all of his jizz at work on his coworkers.
He doesn't make me come anymore.
And then she's like, and then she sees, like, her son, like, her stepson, who just got out of the shower with, like, just a towel. She's like, I've never noticed how muscular he is. Oh. And then she goes into, like, the back room because she's all hot and bothered, and she starts, like, playing with herself. And the son, like, is like, hey, Mom, do you know where a towel is? And just kind of, like, walks in. And he's like, oh, you're masturbating. And she's like, oh, don't look. And he's like, you're so sexy. And she's like, no, this is embarrassing. And he's like, and drops his towel, and he's like, I want you. And she's like, no, it's not right. Oh.
Is this the morning after or the night before?
Well.
The night during.
It can be either. And then, like.
They don't, like, open your legs.
And then, like, the morning after, she's, like, making him breakfast. And, like, she's like, this is so weird. What do I do? Okay, what would you like with your eggs? And he's like, your ass. And then just bends her over, starts ramming her.
What if she was like, oh, damn it, I wanted to have an omelet, but I'm out of egg white. And then she just...
I can provide you with egg whites. Is it the protein that you seek?
He jizzes, you know, in her mouth, and she'll spit it up into the skillet. And then she'll fry it up and have that for breakfast.
That is really gross. Like, I just shuddered. I feel like a little gag in my mouth.
Yes.
That is really gross.
I win. I am the great.
That's... I think I just vomited a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
That means it was good.
Yeah, nice and raunchy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if you could really fry up semen.
I can't believe no one has been, like,
fry semen.
Shut down.
I bet you...
I could try in about 5 minutes.
I bet you could do it because, like... if you think about it, the inside of an egg, like the yolk, is like the white part of the semen, and then
the stuff
around it is just like the white stuff in semen, you know?
We are not really talking about cooking semen,
it's
are
just
we?
Fluid that protects the yolk, or the inside, or whatever.
Okay.
I bet you could do it. I'm gonna try it.
I'm not eating anything you cook for, like, the next month.
You're gonna starve then.
Chiaki, it's not like it's anything new for you, come on. Let's be real. Come on. Don't be bashful.
He got you.
Anyways, moving on.
Got you good, you fucker.
Got you good, you fucker.
I want a goddamn leader. Oh. Damn, girl. Farva.
Oh, my God.
I think I'd spice things up tonight.
I feel so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. That's just what I do.
God damn, don't bite it off.
I know. Don't use your teeth. Fuck. Behave. Anyways, okay, so what's up next, people? Are we going to review some hentais for our lovely listeners?
We do have some hentais to review. I think how you only have one, Roko, right?
Yeah, it's because you ruined it and you already reviewed the other one.
Well, you've been on every episode. You should know that we already reviewed it.
Can I?
Yeah, I guess.
Since we were just talking about it.
All right, sure, why not?
I give it.
Yeah, wait. Are you going to at least talk about it, or are you just going to...
Okay. So
you're already ready to score it, right?
It's kind of like everything I just explained. It's called Taboo Charming Mother. I think it was like 5 or 6 episodes.
What the hell? Who now wants to watch a 6-episode hentai?
Not me.
Most of them are 2 episodes.
It doesn't. It's not the length. Trust me. Well, it is the length, but
it's the thickness, right? That really matters.
Yep. Anyway. That's how you work it.
Hey, it might be the motion of the ocean, but you can't get to China in a rowboat.
That's kind of true.
But anyways.
China people get to China in a rowboat.
So.
China people? I meant Chinese people.
I don't know, he's just rambling.
Okay, so Taboo Charming Mother, it's like 1 or 6 episodes, but it's not one of those animes that you have to watch in order, because hey, it's a hentai, all they do is screw each other. So you literally miss, like, nothing if you come in at episode 5 or 6.
Some hentais have in-depth plot lines, thank you.
Why would you watch a hentai for that, though?
Some people like it. They think it enhances the sex.
I watch hentai to beat off. I don't know about all you other people.
If you want a story, watch an anime. If you want to get off, watch a hentai.
And if you want to get off while watching anime, watch anime.
Anyway.
As long anime is nowadays is panties and boob
tits. Dance service.
You guys are ruining my review.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's like five or six episodes. Like I said, it's not really sequential. All you need to know is that it's kind of like what I just said. Like it's a woman. Her husband's always busy. Comes in late. Is never intimate. She's like young and hot. And she just got married, and she has a stepson, and he's hot, and he's like, I'm going to bang this chick. And she's like, no, okay. So that's all you need to know. And then, like, every episode, it's kind of cool because it's, like, 5 or 6 episodes, they cover in those 5 or 6 episodes, like, there's something for everyone. Like, there's kind of, like, a orgy episode. There's 2 girls, 1 guy episode. There's, like, you know, an episode where he does her in, like, risky places that the husband could find out. There's,
ooh,
like...
That's hot.
There's, like, a gangbang episode. There's, you know, some bondage. I mean, nothing extreme, but, you know, some light kind of bondage stuff. There's, like, anal. There's oral. I mean, it covers a wide range of things. And the animation is pretty good. The penis looks like a penis. It doesn't either look like a growth, nor does it look like a bundle of veins jutting out from the man's crotch. And I give it like, I don't know, like 3.5 charming mothers. I don't know. Like 4 charming mothers out of 5.
Wow.
It's actually a really good hentai. Like I said, it doesn't really have a story, so you don't have to worry about like watching it all, but if you kind of like the scenario, there's a lot of scenarios to like, and the animation's pretty good, and like I said, there's little something in there for everyone, so even if you watch one episode and you're like, this sucks, but I kind of like the scenario, you might watch another episode and be like, hot!
Alright. Excellent. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was enlightening.
I know. I'll try my best.
It's my turn now.
I've never reviewed a hentai before.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Well,
you all shared my first time with me.
Oh, I'm glad that we popped your hentai review cherry.
Alright, so I'm going to do a hentai that is actually an OVA of a series called Mezzoforte.
Mezzoforte.
Came out in 1998, it's 2 episodes long. The director is Yasuomi Umetsu, who the only other thing that I think he ever directed of note was Kite. Roko, you've seen Kite, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yes, I have.
So, you know, Kite's kind of like this, an action anime that has sex in it.
Yep. Well, if you call rape sex, then yes.
Well, Mezzaforte is pretty much the same way. It's the studio is Green Bunny, so they pretty much do every hentai, it seems like. But, Mezzaforte is the story of a dangerous service agency that basically will take on dangerous jobs. The job that they have to do, they're hired to kidnap Momoi Momokichi, who's the owner of a baseball team, and it ends up being a pretty tough assignment. It's got a lot of, like, cool fight scenes in it. Like, it's a hentai, but it's not just a hentai. I mean, it's meant to be more than that. It's almost like the hentai scenes were out of place. There's only two hentai scenes. There's one hentai scene in each episode, and which begs the question, why are they there? But they're really, really good. Like, they're really good at the hentai scenes. For the 5 minutes that they last.
That's what she said.
It's got pretty average animation, but who really gives a shit? The important thing is that.
I give a shit about animation.
In hentai? Who cares?
Because if it looks, like, you know those hentai that it looks like a 4-year-old drew the penis? It's like one, like, kind of squiggly line at the end.
Fine.
That does it for you?
No, okay, that's not what I meant.
I love squiggly line penis.
Alright, fine, just forget I said anything. The important thing is that the sex is uncensored. Completely. Which is important, because, like, I hate friggin' censored hentai.
Me too.
Oh yeah, Taboo Charming Mother isn't censored either.
And this is really graphic, like, you've got, like, I mean, I think the episodes were mostly like two-on-one gangbangs, and it's got a lot of like veins in the penis and cum shots and all kinds of graphic stuff you want, but it's the blend of like really good sex scenes and like the really good action. It's almost a perfect hentai in my opinion. It needed to have maybe like one more short sex scene in each episode, and then it would have been perfect.
Do you watch hentai for, like, action and story?
I don't, but, like, it's so good. Like, it's worth watching the 15 minutes of, like, cool, like, action stuff. First of all, because the action's great. Roko, you watched Kite, right? So,
yep.
I mean, you think that... I'm sure that you thought the action in Kite was pretty good, right? All the assassinations and things like that?
The action in Kite is amazing.
So it's kind of like that. You don't mind watching it because it's not just bullshit talking.
It's way more than just a hentai.
Yeah, and then when they get to the sex, it's like a 5-minute sex scene that's really, really solid.
Yep.
So I'm gonna
get your ghiblies off.
Yeah, one of the scenes in the anime I really loved was like they towards the end they made one of the things that the people do is they make like these sex androids that they sell.
Hot.
And they made a sex android lookalike of the main character girl, and these two guys have been out to get the main character girl the whole anime because she keeps fucking them over, like shooting them and all kinds of stuff. And at the end, they gangbang her, and you think it's her, right? But then, like after they finish gangbanging the sex android, it ends up exploding and killing them, and it was actually just a copy of her. It's really, really, really funny. But I'm going to give it 4.5 sex androids out of 5, just because it's almost perfect. Like, it's actually better than Kite, I think, in a lot of ways.
I think you review hentai so much more, like, stringently than I do. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just thinking to myself, like, I just kind of score it on if it gets my jollies off or not.
Well, I mean, I think that if, like, if I watch 15 minutes of non-sex and to get, like, a really shitty 2-minute sex scene, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But, like, we're talking, like, 5 minutes of like the most high quality sex scene you could get. So it really is worth the wait. And plus, who gives a shit? If you don't want to watch the story and watch like the martial arts and the gunfights and shit, just friggin' click through the play bar until you see some titties and stop it and watch it. Right?
Yeah, I do.
that's what Chiagi does. All right.
All right, people. I've got an anime for a hentai for you, rather. So I was just earlier doing my thing. Looking around on the web and decided, let's find a really stupid hentai. Since we all like laughing at bad hentai, and I found a hentai called Lustful Laughing Nurse. And I was like, oh, I cannot resist this. So
it's almost as good as Booby Life.
And can I just say that the first opening scene is a rape scene, of course. However, it's not as Chiaki was talking about before. A older female nurse was raping a young, debilitated boy. He was about 18, I'd say.
He's debilitated?
The first thing I noticed was censored sex. Boo! And however, there was good squishy sound effects, you know, for like the whole pussy, like the whole kind of thing, you know. And of course she had massive tits.
Massive.
That defied gravity. Just massive. And
like,
so then
ship tits?
After she raped him, and he's all like, no, I don't want that. And then he totally comes in her. The next scene is, you guessed it, her raping him again. Literally. The next scene. There was no time in between. It fades out and fades back into her raping him again.
It sounds like a hentai for me.
Does she laugh while she's having sex?
No. She's like, yeah, your dirty cock's filling my pussy. And he's like, no, I can't take it anymore. I'm coming. She's like, you're coming already? That's pathetic. Hold it in a little longer. I'm not done yet.
Is this one of those hentais where they're like, no, stop it? And like in their head, they're like, I know I'm being raped. I don't want it, but it feels so good.
It is not.
Okay.
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
I feel like this should be. I feel like this hentai should be like this nurse is on like a coma ward, and she just leaves with the coma patients, and like her magical vagina simulates their body out of their comas.
Well, this kid's definitely not in a coma.
But he's debilitated.
I have a list of comments that I made. Another comment. They censored out cuss words.
What the fuck?
What?
Fuck, shit.
There's rape.
Fuck.
He can rape him, and he can come in her pussy, but yet they can't say fuck.
That's fucked up.
Fuck. Clock balls ass.
Okay. That's like our hentai podcast where we love the number.
Censor that. Okay, so then the third scene, you guessed it, we're raping him again. And the fourth scene, we're raping him again. And the fifth scene, we're raping him again.
Five scenes?
And then the sixth, no, it just rape over and over again. And then the kid finally says, do we really have to do this every day?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, yeah, swear to fucking God, I quoted it on my paper. I had to stop and write it down. It was so hilarious. And so then she puts her panties on it.
Oh my God.
She starts jerking him off. And she's like, you better not dirty up these panties. And he's like, I'm going to come. She's like, you better not. I'm going to have to get rid of him if you do. And then he jizzes all over her panties. And she's like, you ruined my panties. And I was like, what? And then, okay, so then this younger nurse comes in. And she's like, they both kind of have a crush on each other, the patient and the younger nurse. And so... The older nurse makes the younger nurse, or makes him rape the younger nurse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and
Sentai fucked up.
And comes out of her. But as she's being raped, a group of old men barge in with humongous dicks.
You're making this up.
I swear to God, I am not. I watch this with my girlfriend, and am not making it up. And old men with humongous dicks and boners just bust in the room, and they're like, we've had enough of you, older nurse. We're going to rape you, basically.
They pass around a bottle of Viagra.
Yeah. And so they start raping her, and she's like, no, I don't want it, no. And they're like, yeah. And then this one, then the oldest guy is like, I'm going to show up this younger guy that just raped you with my enormous cock. And so he pulls it out, and this thing is like, the size of his arm. Easy. And he starts pounding her. She's like, oh, I'm going to break. I can feel my pussy breaking. Yeah. And so it's like quadruple penetration. Someone's fucking her in the ass. Like, two people are fucking her in the ass. One person's fucking her in the pussy. And then the younger kid, that had been getting raped, is fucking her in the pussy. And then one of the other older guys is totally, like, forcefully making her give him head. And it's pretty utterly absurd. It's not very well animated. I mean, for censored porn, I mean, I feel like I have to put censored porn on a different scale. I'll give it, I mean, for getting your jollies off, it's probably good. In terms of a hentai, I'd have to give it like a 1.5. This hentai sucked ass out of 5.
That's a hentai out of 5.
Huh?
We don't go below 2. That's a hentai out of 5.
Okay. Well, then it might as well be a shitty hentai out of 5.
It might as well be a good hentai.
So the kid's debilitated. What's wrong with him, though? Does he have like a broken leg or something?
No, he's. At first it looks like his arm's broken and his leg's kind of bandaged up. But besides that, he makes little to no effort in stopping her from raping him. Mm-hmm. But yet he's like, no, don't do that. No. Quote unquote, do we really have to do this every day?
I think I've heard enough of this.
Weird. Yeah, it wasn't very good. Right. I did review the Sora no Iru, Mizu no Iru, but you already covered it. I didn't think that one was that great either. You thought it was really good, but I thought it kind of sucked ass.
Anyway.
I know that the animation was terrible, and the faces were completely emotionless, which I thought was really hot in a very sarcastic sense. Oh, and the fucking sounds also sounded like you plunging a finger in and out of a can of jam.
Do you do that often? Is that how you
do
that sounds like?
Except it's not my finger.
Can we move on, please? For God's sake.
It's my 11th finger.
On the next episode, I'm going to review a hentai called Cantaloupe Collectors.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was, like, looking, and I was checking it out today, and, because it finished downloading, and, like, they basically, all it is a collection of sex scenes, and at the beginning, they show like a Bishoujo game type picture of a girl, right? And then they give like her bust size and her waist size and everything, and then they give like a 3-word description of her breasts, like miraculous breasts, they say miraculous cantaloupes, what they say. And then they have a sex scene. It's really freaking, I don't know, it's definitely going to be better than Women at Work, I'll tell you that.
Good.
That's for sure.
Sweet.
Oh, and the other one I'm going to review next time.
Wait for that one.
Yeah, the other one that I'm going to review next time is called Hypno Love, but I'm also torn between that and Stringendo and Accelerando. That'd be good.
Accelerando.
That's what it's called. Stringendo and
my dick. I'm coming. Oh.
What's wrong with you guys?
I totally just farted.
I heard that. That was funny.
You know, that was a big part. That's like one of those parts that's a big question. I put the mic right from my asshole.
Anyway, so does anybody have anything else to say before we wrap up what has been a slightly longer podcast, hentai podcast episode?
I don't have anything. Happy.
I do. And I'm spent.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Well, it was fun, people. Until next time.
Keep jerking it. Keep working it off.
Work it.
Keep massaging that prostate. It'll keep you from getting prostate cancer.
It will.
The more you know.
Din, din, din.
Bye-bye, you guys.
Bye, everybody.